The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results, and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning, Andy Brownell, on this Saturday morning with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results. Good morning, Robin.
Hey, how are you today?
I am well. It's the weekend.
It is. For some people, that is, for some people, that means a wind down time. But for me and many of my colleagues, that means a gear up time.
Yeah.
You know, typically, weekends are pretty busy, but it's all good. I love it.
Open houses generally on the weekends?
Open houses, showing houses. I even have a listing appointment later today.
Anything,
a little bit of everything. Well, you know, the thing about it is I always tell people we are in the service industry, right? So we need to make ourselves available when our clients are available. So I get the biggest kick out of when I go to these conferences and I hear these realtors stand on stage and brag and say, "Don't let people run your life. I shut my phone off at 5 o'clock. I don't work on weekends." And I'm thinking, dude, you are in the wrong business because we are service providers. Therefore, we should serve our clients when our clients are available. So if they work all week, all, you know, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, well, guess what? Then they're available in the evenings and on the weekends. So I don't know. I've always done it. So it's been a long time. And geez, my first job, well, besides babysitting, but that was also evenings and weekends. But my second job was being a waitress, as we called it back in the day, but now they say server. Guess when we worked? Evenings and weekends. So it's been my whole life, evenings and weekends.
I've never had a job where I didn't have to work weekends.
And even when I worked at Mayo Clinic for 20 years, I still kept a second job at the Kaler as a waitress on evenings and weekends, because I always loved it.
And you're right about the service industry. It does, I guess, amazes me that some businesses that are offering services will close at 4:30
right.
in the afternoon. And
I'm right.
Well, most of your customers are not available to avail themselves to your services during the business day.
Exactly. That's why when they say, "I never show houses after 5. Oh my gosh, I don't work on Sundays. Maybe Saturdays till noon." And I'm like, I bet you I do a whole bunch more business than you do.
Hey, yep, I bet you do. Speaking of business,
it's part
busy
of the nature of the beast.
Has it remained busy this week?
I am busy and my team is busy. And according to Jenna and Tina, we're turning in deals right and left. So this is good. I have articles. I have an article that says, spring home buying season winds down with no sign of a rally. Has been a sluggish market. And I'm like, well, that could be true some places. But then they say that in the headline and then they get to the data and it says pending home sales fell 0.6%. Woo! That's a big drop. And the 30-year fixed rate mortgage averaged 6.52 this week, which was up from 6.5 the week before. So, I mean, we're talking about little bits, right? But that would make for boring headlines if we said things are pretty much the same.
I know, and people, sometimes that's all they read is the headline.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So they have no idea.
It can get you into trouble.
Yes, it very much does.
And so now listen to another article that I have. It says, existing home sales rose in May, but the momentum may not last. So it's like, let's just don't get used to it. And it says, the highest pace of sales this year. In May, sales were up 3.2% month over month and year over year, according to the National Association of Realtors. So this is
a pretty reliable source.
And the May annualized rate of existing home sales was 4.17 million, which is the highest pace since December of 2025. And the highest pace in the month of May since 2022. So I don't think it's all gloom and doom.
Oh, actually, those numbers are pretty darn positive numbers.
Exactly. So these numbers definitely, and this data definitely lines up more with what we've been personally experiencing, that's for sure.
You know, and I've experienced it in my business, not for real estate, but for other things. You can find an analyst who will say anything,
It's so true. And
depending
I
on which
say,
perspective you want to present.
yes. And well, I mean, I've used this example before. When I was a brand new listing agent and I would go to a listing appointment, and people would say, "Well, you're very inexperienced. You're very new. Why would I choose you?" And I would say, "Well, because I have more time to devote to you. I'm not trying to spread myself out amongst many clients at the same time. I am an intelligent person, so if I don't know the answer, I do know how to get the answer. And I'm hungry. I'm excited. I want to do well." So that might be something that would be better than somebody who's been in the business 25 years and maybe they don't need your sale. It doesn't make a difference to them. And of course, you just take the same information and twist it really
Sure.
to make it work in that situation. Because now they say, "Well, Robin, we've also interviewed a brand new agent." Well, I've got 26 years of experience. So why would you take a brand new agent when you could take my 26 years of experience and my whole team to boot? So it's not, neither time was I lying. It's just taking the data and twisting it to your benefit, right?
Right. And at neither time did you shut off your phone at 5 p.m.
Never, ever. I mean, here I am, 26 years in the business, and still answering it and still working on the weekends, in the evenings. And when people say to me, "Why, Robin, are you still going so gung ho?" Because I love what I do. It is that simple. If I didn't love what I do, I wouldn't be doing it.
I've talked to you about this before. I imagine this is so satisfying when you come up with that win-win situation where you've got the seller who gets what they need out of the deal, and you have the buyer who gets the home that they want within their parameters, and everybody walks away with a
Everybody
big
gets what
smile.
they want. It is the best. And it's really easy to do that when I'm working with both sides of the transaction, or somebody within my team is working for the other side of the transaction, because I know there's going to be no realtor drama in the middle of the situation, right? Because when I'm training new agents, I always tell them most of the deals that don't come together is because of the realtors. And it's sad
Oh.
to say that, but I feel like it becomes a competition between the realtor who can be the more aggressor and who can get more for their client, and then we're losing sight of what we're supposed to be doing. Because absolutely we want to work hard for our buyers and our sellers, but not at the risk of losing the deal. Because what I always say to the other agent is, "Okay, we're a ways apart right now, and we're both good agents. And we've got a buyer who wants to buy and a seller who wants to sell. So let's put our heads together and figure out what we can do to bring this deal together." Okay? Because if there's a way, then that's our job to do that.
I think I want to send you over to the Middle East right now.
Right? It's like this is a, but I do love that. I do love at the end of the day, whether I'm working with an agent within my team, within my company, or within another company, I do love at the end of the transaction when everybody is happy. Like it's been delightful to work together, and the buyers are excited about the house they got and the price they got it for, and the sellers are delighted with getting their house sold and what they sold it for, because then we've done our job.
Awesome. We already have to take a break. We'll do that and come right back with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Welcome back to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results on News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. And Robin, when you're talking about bringing folks together and making that win-win situation, I have to relate that part of that too is you personally, but also your entire team are so skillful at troubleshooting and clearing away the obstacles.
Well, and you know what, we like to keep things behind the scenes and work hard behind the scenes so that it seems flawless to the clients. That's our job, right? So we had a closing this past week, and the sellers, oh my gosh, the nicest people, and they might be listening. So if you are, hi, Susan and Phil, because I know they do listen, but they had a gorgeous lake home over in Faribault. And, you know, I'm talking almost $1 million, right?
I remember you describing this place.
Yes, yes. And so we got it sold by another RE/MAX Results agent out of one of the Twin Cities offices, and everybody was so happy. The buyers were so happy. The sellers were so happy. And then comes the appraisal. And the appraiser, I don't know what he was thinking, because he wasn't new, but he missed the mark so badly. Like, he literally appraised the house for about, I want to say, $350,000 or $400,000 less than we sold it for.
A lakeside home?
Yeah. So it's so funny, because then I started calling appraiser. Well, I called an appraiser that is local that I trust so much. And I said, hey, what do you think of this? He goes, what is he missing? There has to be a typo. This guy, he's like, Robin, this place has 200 feet of shoreline. He goes, that alone sells between $5,000 and $10,000 a foot. He goes, so do the math. And then it's a great big house with 5 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms. And in his appraisal report, he said it had 2 bedrooms and 1 bath. But he was only counting the main floor, because apparently he works across the states and he's a national kind of an appraiser. And he said that he doesn't count lower levels. So he didn't count the bedrooms or the bathrooms in the lower level. I mean, it was a fiasco. So we had to get it. We had to fight that and get it reappraised, get everything done. Bottom line is, we got it all taken care of. And we did not share any of this with the seller until the closing table. And I said, I just want you to know what happened, because I certainly don't have any intention of keeping it from you. But I also saw no benefit whatsoever in bringing on more stress for you, when I was very confident that we were going to take care of it, because we had already talked to a second lender and got everything in place so that if the appraiser wouldn't go out there and fix his appraisal, then we would have a backup plan to go to another lender to use another appraiser and get somebody to do it right. So we had it all we had everything under control. And she just took a look at me and said, thank you so much for not sharing that until now, because that would have put me over the top. That's our job. Keep the stress. We handle the stress and don't put it onto our client when it's not necessary.
Well, on a personal level, when my son, the first time home buyer, and just before closing, it was discovered that there may have been a problem with the furnace. You guys, Tina specifically, lined up somebody, a different HVAC person, to go in there and take a look at it and figured out what was going on. And it wasn't a big problem at all.
Right. Because it's like, if we can figure this out, instead of saying, hey, the furnace might be going out, it's like, hey, something was acting up. We got it inspected. This is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I had a similar thing happen this week on a house that's going to be closing actually next week. And one of the things that was found in the inspection was the diverter flashings were missing. So for the people who are listening that don't understand what that means, that keeps the water to run off the house instead of run down behind the siding. Okay. Well, they didn't have them, which meant there is probably water running down behind the siding. Well, the good news is water leaves a mark. So you can tell where it was happening. So we actually said, okay, we need to not only have these diverter flashings installed, we need to make sure we're not covering anything up. So we called a very reliable local company, Allcraft Exteriors. I'm happy to give them a shout out, and had them come out and do the diverter flashings. And then they said, yeah, there's a few places we're going to want to remove the siding and look behind. And I said, yes, please. And he called and said, I have bad news for you. There's some water damage behind the siding. I'm going to need approval from the sellers before I can fix this. And what do you want me to do? Because I can still get it done prior to closing. I said, hang tight. I'm going to call them right now. I called them. They said, absolutely. It was going to be a couple thousand dollars, which, you know, that's not nothing. But at the same time, I felt so good because in the inspection report, it said to have diverter flashings installed. So according to the contract, that's really all we would have had to do. But that is not the right thing. The right thing is to investigate to see if that did cause a problem. And if so, make the buyers aware. So immediately I called the buyer's agent and said, hey, I just want to make you aware. When we had them out there to install these diverter flashings, they did check behind where they thought there could be problems, you know, with my permission and actually my encouragement to do that, and did discover some water damage. So the sellers have approved the repair. It's all underway and everything will be done prior to closing with paid receipts. And she was very, very grateful. And she said, I hope you don't mind, but I'm going to have the buyers call Allcraft Exteriors and talk to them and find out what the problem was. Will it happen again? How bad was the damage? I said, please do. That's great. And so now we move to the closing table next week with everybody being 100% aware of what was, you know, what was discovered and how it was taken care of. And nobody's hiding anything from anybody. And the sellers were all about doing the right thing. And the buyers were appreciative. So what we will end up with is happy buyers, happy sellers.
Win-win. Perfect.
Win-win.
Okay. We'll take another break. Come right back with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results, Saturday morning on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Welcome back to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. We are with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. It's Saturday morning, our regular visit with Robin. And I guess at this time in our regular visits, Robin, we ask you about listings. Do you have any?
Oh, we do. We've got some new ones too. So you won't just hear about the ones we've had for a while. We have a brand new one over in Wabasha. The address is 811 Broadway Avenue. And this is a big house. This house has, oh my goodness, 3,800 square feet, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
37. Yeah. It's basically two houses within a house because when it was built for a couple and her mother has since passed. But I mean, so it was almost like a duplex without like a fire door division. It had just a house door on the inside to go into her part, right?
Sure.
And not locked because it was mother, right? But it definitely could be divided into a full-fledged duplex very easily. It has five garage stalls because it has two cars attached. And then behind the house is a two-car garage and a one-car garage. So five garage stalls, 3,719 square feet. And it has four bedrooms and two baths. So each side of the house has two bedrooms and a bathroom. Okay.
Oh, is there two kitchens as well?
Two kitchens. Yep. Two kitchens.
Okay.
So, yeah, it could, like I say, very legitimately divided real easily, and it's 409,000.
Huh.
So it'd be great for somebody who, even a young family who wanted to live there and then rent out the top, or to go back to this kind of situation with aging parents or aging parent. So, I mean, I could see a lot of options. I even had one guy call me and say, what if we just made it into a duplex and rented it? What could we get for each side? So, you know, there's options. Sure. All right. And then we have on Fieldstone Road. We have 1961 Fieldstone Road, 5 beds, 3 baths, a 3-car garage. It was built in 2009. It is really a cute, cute house. Yeah,
that's a nice and, area up there.
Yeah, 529.9. Okay, and then we have a townhome out in Pine Island that just came on the market. This one is a 2-bed, 3-bath. 1,959 square feet with a 2-car garage. The address is 1023 Petra Court Southwest, and that is listed at 234.9.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That seems like a
it's
sizable.
A deal.
Yeah,
sizable it's a deal. Unit. Mm-hmm. And we have a really, you know, St. Mary's Hills, Andy?
Oh, sure I do. Yeah.
Okay. So 5493 St. Mary Drive, St. Mary's Drive is a coming soon. So you can't get in it quite yet, but you can check it out online. And that one is a 4-bed, 3-bath, 3,286 square feet on 3.5 gorgeous acres with a big circle drive that's all been asphalt poured a couple of years ago. The house has been maintained just beautifully, and the yard is just amazing. And that one is 725.
Very good.
We have 807 Washington Avenue in Wabasha. And this one, oh, we did tell you about this one last week because this was new last week. 3 beds, 2 baths, 3,200 square feet, and a 5-car garage. Wait for it. $285,000.
Wow.
It's Wabasha. Yep. Welcome to Wabasha. All right. We have.
Where the gasoline was cheap as well.
It is.
I know.
I literally fill up over there for 30 to 40 cents less a gallon some days.
Drives me crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. All right. 1734 Juniper Lane Southwest. Another new listing. This one is on a little cul-de-sac up there right across from Hart Farms. 4 beds, 2 baths, 2,199 square feet. It is built in 2003, but many, many upgrades, remodel job inside for $464.9.
Goodness. Okay.
Uh-huh. We have 4201 Dodge Lane Northeast in Rochester. This one, oh my gosh, the lot is, it's right at the end of a cul-de-sac. So it has, oh, no, that's the wrong one. This one has a big corner lot and has the west view with the sunset. Really beautiful. 4 beds, 3 baths, 2,360 square feet, 3-car garage, all finished with a nice floor, $549.9. We have a 2-story on Oakview Drive. This one is 2937 Oakview Drive, 4 beds, 4 baths, 3-car garage on a third of an acre. It's a big lot. $599.9. We have Echo Ridge Street Southwest. This one's 1721 Echo Ridge Street. 5 beds, 4 baths, and 3,723 square feet. And that one is built in 2015, and it's $715,000.
That's a lot of house.
It's a lot of house. So if you don't want something that big, I do have a few really nice. Gosh, I can't even believe these haven't sold. There was a day that when we had put a townhome that was in a nice townhome association on the market, it would sell so quickly. We've got a beauty over on Sand Cherry Place, which is, you know, right off over by that big, what's that big retirement center? Home, is it called Homestead? That great big one, kitty corner from the funeral parlor. Off 55th Street Northwest.
Oh, off 55th. Is that Homestead? Yeah, I think that is Homestead. Yeah.
Okay, so that big place. Anyways, right behind that is some townhomes on Sand Cherry Place. And it's two bedrooms, two baths, really nice floor plan, really nice clean condition, two car garage, $269.
Goodness.
Right?
Yeah.
I've got another one on Venice Lane that we literally just dropped the price, improved the price. Remember, I'm going to start saying improved the price. And because these prices didn't need to be dropped, they weren't overpriced. It's just that if it's taking people a little longer to make a decision about buying, if we make the price too good to be true, it definitely entices them. So this one is three beds, three baths, 1,800 square feet, $309,000. So nice. It is just so nice. And I've got one on East Center Street. Don't ask me why that house hasn't sold. 815 East Center Street. The people lived there for a long time. Their son inherited it. He owns it. I don't know that he lived there. If he did, it was a long, long time ago. But this house has three beds, two baths, and a three-car garage. This is just like a short walk to Honkers Field. This house is $254,900.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. It's got to sell soon. And that house on Oak Meadow Lane, oh, my goodness. I swear to God, if I am really stumped over why one of my listings hasn't sold, this is it. Because this is such a beautiful house. Neat freaks. The owners are so neat. The house is just immaculate. The yard is very well maintained. It has four bedrooms, three baths, in addition to the 3,940 square feet in the house. It's got a great big shop, a great big shop. So the two-car attached garage plus a great big shop. And this house is $739,900 at 6317 Oak Meadow Lane Northwest. This one has got to go. Somebody is really missing out on a great opportunity. I just don't get it.
Well, we told them about it. They better pay attention at this point.
Call me. I'd love to show it to you. I would love to show it to you. The one that I've been bragging about on Riley Lane did go under contract. So
awesome.
I think Oak Meadow is next.
All right. Well, you'll tell us next week that it sold.
Please. I hope so.
Okay. Well, if you're interested in that property, any of the properties Robin's talked about, or just learning more about your options when it comes to buying a home or selling a home, how do they get a hold of you, Robin?
Absolutely. Even on the evenings and the weekends, anytime. Yes. You call me on my cell phone, and that number is 507-259-4926.
Okay, Robin. Have a great rest of the weekend, and stay busy, I guess.
I will. Thanks so much,
okay,
Andy.
All right, Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.